With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump addressing a huge rally in Butler, Pennsylvania today, same venue where he was shot and wounded in July. And Trump reminds voters of the Keystone State that it remains a battleground area.
All we are all asking is that everyone goes out and votes. We got to win. We can't let this happen to our country. We can't take another 4 years like this. We won't have a country left. We're not going to have a country left. And all of this will be for nothing if you don't get out and vote.
And his running mate, J.D. Vance, also greeted supporters.
This community has been so good to me and President Trump. This community is so strong and so resilient. And my friends, we are so proud to stand here in Butler, Pennsylvania, ready to take back the White House, ready to take back this country.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new tropical storm could threaten the Sunshine State.
Florida in the path of another possible hurricane next week with Tropical Storm Milton brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's the National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown.
It could become a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida. Either kind of late Tuesday or Wednesday time period.
But Brown says even before that.
We are looking at potential for heavy rainfall across portions of Florida.
And he says residents need to prepare.
Right now it's a good time for folks to try to replenish some of their hurricane supplies.
Meanwhile, Hurricanes Kirk and Leslie remain far out at sea with no forecast showing either making landfall. I'm Julie Walker.
In the meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Helene now has topped 200, and authorities say it's likely to go much higher. Authorities in Congo have started vaccinations against Mpox 2 months after the disease first broke out. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics apparently don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can be defined really as a church. Liberals expressing outrage when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. Congress had already passed laws granting churches and conventions or association of churches special protections. This is SRN News. Those settlement checks related to Norfolk Southern's disastrous derailment might be delayed.
The checks could be pushed back up to 2 years now because an appeal of a federal judge's decision to approve the $600 million deal has been filed. Many residents of East Palestine, Ohio, expressed outrage online about the appeal because it will delay the payments they had been counting on to help them recover from the toxic train crash that disrupted their lives when it spewed hazardous chemicals into their community. Some had planned to use the money to relocate. John Scott reporting.
Coal miner has died nearly a week after being injured on the job in West Virginia. The 34-year-old man had been working as a longwall electrician at a mine in Grafton. U.S. Mine Safety and Health Administration says the incident on September the 28th remains under investigation. More details at SRNnews.com.